That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science. In this series of mini podcasts, we are exploring what open science means to some of the MozFest 2013 attendees.
Hi, my name is Greg Wilson. I work for the Mozilla Foundation. I run a project called Software Carpentry. And for me, open science is really hard to implement. I think at this point, most scientists, at least those under 40, understand that we ought to be doing things in an open way. We ought to have open publication. We ought to have open data. We ought to have open access to code. And over again, they come to us and say, now, how do I actually do that? I believe that I should, but I do not have the skills to implement it. And so we've looked at a wide variety of models, how statistics became a routine part of medicine, for example, how doctors actually decided that, yes, they should wash their hands, how other skills have gone from being a crank concern of a few people on the fringe to being an of course you do in science. We want that to happen with basic computing skills. And I don't just mean programming. I mean managing data. I mean telling if the data is clean or not. I mean sharing things with other people. I mean the publication process, everything from soup to nuts. We need to figure out how we can actually implement all of these wonderful things that a handful of people are already doing.
I'm Jeff Warren. I'm Public Lab. Our name is actually the Public Laboratory for Open Technology and Science, which is vague, but to me, open science, even to me, it means many things. The thing that I think is most important about it is the opportunity for people who are not included in science to be included as full actors, as you know, to have agency. And I think it goes way beyond classic citizen science perspective that it's just getting people to help out with real science or to help out scientists. And I think that that's much less interesting and has much less promise than the idea that non-professional scientists or say everyday people, you might say, might be able to use science to accomplish things that are important to them, such as safeguarding this, you know, their health, taking care of their family, making sure they're not exposed to things. And I think it's a much more direct engagement with science than the sort of ivory tower science for science sake.
The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by Pit X.